It says, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth. And look who else he's writing to. To them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. And then look at the next phrase. Called to be saints. And then he says this. With all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. So in this verse, he's defining what a saint is. Because he's saying, I'm writing to those that are sanctified. And notice the similarity between the word sanctified and the word saint. Those are both from the same root word there. He says to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus in verse 2, called to be saints. And he's saying they're called to be saints along with everyone else who calls upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. So that right there tells us that all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord are saints. That tells us right there that every saved person is a saint. Because when he says those that call upon the name of the Lord, we could tie that in with for thou shalt confess, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then he said, for whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. And so here we see that a saint is someone who's saved. And everyone who is saved, no matter where they are, if they call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are a saint. It's not like the Roman Catholic doctrine that says there are certain saints. You know, there are certain people who have achieved a higher level of sainthood. And you say, well, Pastor Anderson, why is this important? Why does this matter? Well, the words that we use matter. And the word saint is a word that is often used throughout the Bible to describe believers, and it's a word that should be in our vocabulary.